Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Guys, welcome back to one of our episodes, one of our interview episodes of yes. Pig Royalty, and we are very excited to have the lovely, the talented, the cheetastic,
the cheeterific,
not only Michelle Bolero, but her lovely sister, Joy Pepper.
Yeah, I'm her sister.
Michelle, and as we could, the pig mother,
Joy Pepper. Michelle Bolero and Joy Pepper. You guys, this is so exciting. Y'all, if you could see her, if you're not on the video, they are on a background of cheetah because of course they are.
They look gorgeous. They both have like the perfect blush.
Did their makeup today. We're looking like we've been in prison for a while.
Yeah.
We do our makeup every day.
I see that.
It got humid today in California. My hair is not cooperating, but we're doing our best. Y'all, thank you so much for, I know it's getting real hot probably by now in Texas.
106.
Shit.
I am not missing that. We're just going to jump into this. First question that I think I just want to know is how did y'all get involved in this show?
And how did you become pig royalty?
Yes.
So about 9 years ago, there was a flyer, a casting call in a men's restroom, and my husband stumbled.
She was in there.
Yeah, I was in there. my husband stumbled across it, and he's always a jokester, and he said they're looking for a Texas family that raises swine. So I reached out, and it took, several months, and I get a call from someone from New York. And it was actually Peacock Productions. And they said, hey, we're interested. So we had to go through all that audition, doing a Zoom. I don't think it was Zoom, but doing a phone interview, sending pictures of the family. And so they're like, okay, we want you guys. And so we did a pre-roll and a pilot, and it did not make episode. And so you fast forward 9 years.
Wow.
And someone that was on set with us decided that Animal Planet wanted us. And so they reached out to us through Facebook, and this is where we are. And so at that time, two of my oldest daughters have already graduated from college, moved out on their own. The baby had not graduated yet from college. We were still helping some individuals in our barn, but not to the extent of when my girls were showing, because it was every weekend, every single day.
Yeah.
And they're like, right. They're like, make it happen. And I'm a mover and a shaker, so I made it happen. And so I help with the casting, putting the cast together. I help with the planning. And that's where we are today.
Cool.
Backtracking a little bit, when did pigs enter your life? Like, did you, Joy Pepper, were you showing pigs? Is this a lineage, or was Michelle showing pigs young?
I was not showing pigs, but Michelle's brother was showing pigs, and he did quite well in the pig arena. And actually won showmanship, I believe, at San Antonio. But anyway, and so it started there, and then when McCall came home from school when she was eight,
Third grade.
She came home and she told her mom that she, you know, wanted to show pigs. So that's where it started, you know, originally. It originally started from there.
So McCall started, and then the other girls said, well, we're going to do this too.
Right.
Well, we just realized the foundation that 4-H and FFA gives these children and life lessons that they will use the rest of their life. And so we knew that it was a project that's a family project. Whereas because the kids did dance, the kids did pageants, the kids did cheerleading, you know, you're kind of split. One goes here, one goes there. But with showing animals, it really takes everyone involved, cleaning the barns, going to shows, you know, you're all helping each other. So it was a project that we felt that, you know, we could do all together.
And you kind of combined those. Sorry, go ahead.
I was very much involved with the support aspect at that time. Well, I don't even think now I've cleaned a barn. I'm not cleaning that.
I know. I was like, Miss Joy getting into the barn is she can tell.
No. I'll walk them, and as long as that's all I have to do, I'm not going to mess with their anal glands or anything like that.
You don't clean up their, you don't clean the pee sack or the pee pockets of pee pocket.
No.
She won't drain that.
No, she won't drain the pee pocket. No.
No.
And is that where the, because it is interesting. I mean, I knew the girls did pageants because my cousins did pageants. Like, I just knew. And so I knew, so that doesn't surprise me. But I think what was it like that you kind of bring in this pageant aspect to showing the pigs? Like, when the girls were younger and they just started showing pigs with, as we say on that, we love Toddlers and Tiaras. So that show that they call it Full Glitz.
Full Glitz.
Like, were people just staring at y'all like you lost your damn mind and Full Glitz showing pigs? Or what was the reaction?
Well, of course it was age appropriate. So when they were to wear makeup, then, you know, which was like sixth grade, I mean, we gradually, you know, groomed them to where they were full makeup by the time they hit high school. But they always knew that, you know, I was very big on, you know, their clothes being wrinkled. All their clothes were ironed. I didn't let them wear t-shirts.
They had to have a bow in their hair.
I mean, I had a lady that made their clothes so everything matched. And so, I mean, it was gradual. They always were called the bling girls because they always had something on bling. I mean, their rhinestone belts, their jeans, or even their hair bow and their earrings. And so I just you don't have to shop at Nordstrom's to dress like that. You can go to Ross. You can go to Marshall's. I mean, it's just all about your presentation. And so, you know.
Totally.
And it was a struggle, you know, when the girls were younger. And the pig feed cost a lot of money. The pigs cost a lot of money. Yep. The traveling cost. And it was a family contribution, if you will, because we have struggled just like everyone else. But you know, the big thing is we continued to get up and go to work every day and, you know, contribute to the community. So those things were most important and the things we wanted to instill in the girls.
Yeah. I have a quick question about, I know we talked about bling, but where did the branding of Cheetah come from? Where did you say, we are going to be, this is our brand, this is our lifeblood?
Joy Pepper, did you have a dream and woke up in the middle of the night and you said, that's it?
Well, it started years ago. My parents, I was born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama. And my parents.
I can hear it. Yes.
Oh, no, you can't.
That southern drawl.
Yeah.
So my parents own fabric stores, quite a few fabric stores in Alabama. So like Michelle's girls were brought up in the pig business, I was brought up in the textile industry. Mm. So we would go to New York and you know, just, you know, to purchase fabrics for our stores and everything. And Cheetah was available, or I would call it leopard. So I always had a fondness to that. So started there. Michelle did dress in some Cheetah in high school, but then over the years, it's become more prominent for all of us. And of course, the styles have changed, and it's everywhere now.
It's everywhere.
Right.
I love that. You mentioned Michelle in high school. I want to know what Michelle was like in high school.
Yeah, give us the dirt.
I was a good girl.
Were you not a woohoo girl?
Michelle was a good girl, but.
But.
But one night when she was out with a friend and a girlfriend, and they were supposed to be home at midnight, and they weren't. So the girl's mother called me. So she came to my house. And so when Michelle and her friend, won't mention any names, walked through the door, we both slapped them, you know, as they came in the door, because it was disrespectful that we had worried and they weren't home on time. So that's probably the extent of it. I mean, she did her normal high school jobs with her first job, I believe, was at
Burger King.
Flippin' Burger. Yeah. Flippin' Burgers. So, and then she went on to, she and I owned a resume business.
And staffing service.
And staffing company. And then we sold that. And then
I had a convertible. I was the only one in high school. It was a red LeBaron.
Oh, of course. She thought she was hot cheetah shit.
Hot cheetah shit. So, but Michelle, like, has Michelle as a kid, like, I think Michelle, I honestly relate to it as a kid. I know Jake does too. Like, we always felt like we were too big for our small town sometimes. We just wanted to live life big.
Yeah.
Michelle, were you always that way?
No, not really. I don't think so. I mean, she had goals, and our family is very entrepreneurial, you know, driven. And so, you know, she always wanted more, not personally, but she just knew that there was something out there, something in her future that she should be doing, and she would have to find that passion, which she did, and that was with hospice.
Yeah, because that's what, tell us about that, because that's what you were doing, hospice care, right?
You still are, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. Well, actually, a little back history there is, I was actually in nursing school in 94. I dated my husband. He's 4 years older. I dated him all through high school. So he was already out of high school when I met him when I was a freshman. And when I graduated, we knew that we were going to get married, and we were going to have a big Catholic wedding, get married in the church. And then I was going to go to nursing school. I mean, I wanted to be a nurse since I was a little girl. And unfortunately, you know, we can't always, you know, pick the cards that were dealt. Mm-hmm. And I was in my first semester of nursing school. My dad lived in Alabama. He was 41. And he was diagnosed with terminal cancer and had a month to live. Mm. He actually lived 7 weeks. And between planning a big wedding and nursing school, I felt it was too much for me at the time. And that mm-hmm. with my dad passing, I didn't feel that I was strong enough to deal with death and dying through nursing school. I pulled out, and then we decided to start a family. And I had two miscarriages before McCall. And then, you know, I had the girls, and the girls are 11 months apart. So it's mm-hmm. McCall, Michaela, and then McKenzie. And then I think it was when Michaela, I decided I wanted to go back to school. And so I went to private Catholic school here in San Antonio and got my undergrad, and then went to school. I had no ambition to go to grad school, but my GPA was so high, you know, they are like, have you thought about grad school?
Yeah.
And so I went to grad school all while working and raising the girls. And then I've been in hospice for 15 years, and that's my calling. That is my passion. I sit with people that have no family. That are homeless until they take their last breath. Mm-hmm. It's very challenging, but I love it. And I actually want to go back to school. I need microbiology, and then I can apply for nursing school, and it's a 14-month program. I want to go back to school because I don't want to be, so right now I'm a community, I'm a director of marketing, but I'm basically a community liaison. And I like the contacts with the family. I like the contacts with the patients. I like that hands-on. And so
That's awesome. I can see you're so passionate about it. And you can tell, like, I've been a teacher my whole life. And so that's something I love. And I can see when someone else is passionate about something. So that's very inspiring. And you're right. You are called to do something like that.
And it's important.
And it feels like it's your calling. And it's very important. Right. So that's great.
I mean, my father passed away in January from cancer. And I moved home to Oklahoma to take care of him. So I get it. And I mean, we went down to MD Anderson. That's where he got his care. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this by the great, he was stuck in Ardmore and we couldn't get in Oklahoma, couldn't get him. And we finally got him out and we got him in, which was not a great facility, but we got him in MD Anderson. It's one of the best palliative care in the world. And so what you're doing, I know firsthand by just, you know, as watching my father take his last and going through that process and how much easier that makes it. It truly makes the world of difference. So God bless you for that.
Thank you.
So anyway, but what? Where do we go now? She said
that she was thinking about going back to school. What do you for? You said you were going to get
RN.
RN. And so because now you've kind of got an empty nest. I love that you guys have instilled that in the girls of go out and get your education because. It's such so interesting. You learn so much about the world, and it becomes you're just much more of a broader person.
I tell the girls, no one can take your education away from you.
There you go.
So Mackenzie graduates on Saturday. So I will officially. So Michaela and Mackenzie have an associate's, but then they all three will have bachelor's degrees after Saturday.
Great.
That's great.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Can we talk about the biggest additions besides Miss Joy Pepper here of season two, the stars of The Vices?
Oh, The Vices. They are a hoot.
We love those kids.
Those kids too. And I'm sorry they live in Austin, Texas, but it's very fitting for them to live in Austin, Texas.
I mean, I love them. And I say this, they bless y'all's hearts because they don't know what the hell they're doing
in
there.
They were trying. But they were learning.
They're learning.
But you know what? The girls didn't know what they were doing either. We didn't know what they were doing is trial and error.
You have to start somewhere.
You know, yeah. Nugget didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, but But the kids, they're all of
they're
them.
They're so innocent. They're sponges.
They're so, you can tell when they'd be interviewed on camera that they were so authentic.
Oh, yeah.
And you never thought like they were performing. Those were just kids.
Those are just those kids. I mean, they are, and that Dylan, oh my gosh. That's the sweetest child
for
I've ever met.
So what is the next step for you guys?
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
You got it? Sorry, we froze for a second.
We froze for a little bit. Sorry. I do want to ask, I can't imagine the stuff that Dylan Weiss said that made the cutting room floor. Because I bet that kid talks so much.
You know, he really doesn't, but his sensitivity, I mean, you can, you know, not see him in a week or so. And the first thing he does is comes up and hugs you and says, I love you so much. I've missed you so much. So what have you been doing lately? You know, or what have you cooked? Dylan and I have an affinity for baking, cooking.
Yes.
Oh. So he's in the kitchen a lot with me.
Oh, what are you known for, Joy Pepper?
What is your dish? What is your baking dish?
Tres leche. Carrot cake.
Tres leche.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake.
Good carrot cake is hard to find.
You come to Texas and we'll make you some carrot cake.
We'll visit.
I will eat it. Jake gets very scared around cake because he won't stop eating it.
I'm a big cake person and I have to be portioned out. Otherwise, it'll just...
What's your favorite?
My favorite is probably... I love lemon curd cake. I love any kind of good chocolate cake.
I do love rich chocolate,
but I do love tres leches.
I love tres leches.
I make a fabulous homemade fudge chocolate cake.
Joy Pepper, you're killing me.
Mackenzie says the angels sing when you eat it.
Yeah, Mackenzie says she hears the angels sing, so she calls it the angel food cake.
What are family gatherings like at the Boleros? Because you've got this is Roy is, you know, he's around all these women with these strong personalities.
Bless his heart.
All of your daughters, and McCall in interviews seems more like her father but Michaela and Mackenzie are quite outspoken and they like to make their opinions known.
Yes, they do.
But that makes them strong leaders.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they are.
I will say sometimes, maybe it's just different with daughters too, because daughters and mothers, because I could get away more with my dad than my mom. But sometimes they'll smart back to you and I'm like, I don't care if I am 43 years old, my mom would smack me in the face.
Well, you know what their new names are. When they start that smart mouth is, I call them trumpets.
Oh, I love it.
So I say, okay, trumpet, and they know they need to be quiet.
Boy,
they know now.
They're at the ages they are, and, you know, I would say, and Michelle was like this too, from 18 to maybe 22, 23 years old. They think they're smarter than their parents, smarter than their grandparents. They think we're dinosaurs, and they know everything.
I think once they have children, then that tone kind of changes.
Yes. You realize you're not as smart as you think you are.
It's all over.
I was pretty insufferable at that age.
Oh, I started at like 11. I was awful from like 11 till now. with my parents.
You're still a bitch who says something.
I know.
You are.
I am.
We don't put up with their disrespect. They have boundaries, and if they do say something we feel like is disrespectful, we just say, okay, trumpet.
But they are very respectful. I mean, they're not rude in public to anybody. No. It's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah. And I do the same thing. I mean, I'm 49 years old and I say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir.
Oh, me too. And I was brought up that way. And my mother to this day, if we're somewhere, I mean, Birmingham, Alabama, it's not that far from South Carolina, Joy. Right. So the same politeness rules apply.
Absolutely.
if I was somewhere and I said yeah to someone who was older,
corrected.
My mother would say, yes, ma'am. And
or the word ain't.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, we never could say that.
Yeah, my mother got on me if we imitated our friends, because we would have friends who talked a certain way. And my mother says, my children will not talk like your friends.
That's what my mother would say. We don't talk like your cousins in Sulphur.
Yeah.
Because there's a town in Oklahoma called Sulphur that smells like sulphur. And that's
I still can't believe there's a town that smells like sulphur.
It stinks. It stinks, Joy Pepper. And I had a cousin came to my granny's funeral, just a bolo tie, no shirt. So I'm from it. I'm from it. Okay.
Shorts and boots.
Exactly. Now, okay. So we got to ask, like, there was a lot of drama this season on season two of Pig Royalty. Mm-hmm. And I feel like obviously stuff does make the cutting room floor. Like what, and I think, this isn't your first interview about the show, is it? It's not, right?
No.
Yeah. You've been with like really important people besides us. So we appreciate
you. No, y'all are just as important.
Oh, thank you.
You tell that to everyone.
But what do you feel like was not shown this season that you wish was, or a side that you, or, you know, things happen and you just wish people would have seen that?
So for me, I feel what all we've done for Nugget and Teresa, that's what I wish would have, the back end of it, what was shown.
The back office.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because we've
There's
done a lot,
history.
Yeah. And we've done a lot for them. And, you know.
And of course, you guys are more familiar with TV than we are. You guys are the stars and everything. And there has to be.
That is so kind.
Well, there has to be a villain, and there has to be victims. It's just part
of. A villain
of,
and a hero.
Well,
you're not far off as far as, especially with reality TV and even with scripted television,
right?
The way we have to create a narrative so we can understand how to process the world.
And there has to be a storyline. And I feel that one day
the cream will rise.
Oh, I like that thing.
I love it.
I like it. Well, you know,
we're going to write our cheetah tell-all.
Cheetah tell-all. I do feel like, I think probably, I'm glad that, Joy, you came on this, because for you, and also because for you, Michelle, I think it's been a good season to kind of us humanize you and get to know you more, having your mom there and seeing your close relationship. Mm-hmm. But also, too, like, I love the moments with you and Roy. Like, it's very clear to us. Either y'all are real good actors or y'all really do love each other still after all these years.
We do love each other. I mean, and there's no perfect marriage. I mean, you know, I mean, we've all, you know.
But he makes you laugh. I mean, Roy.
Roy makes everybody laugh.
Yeah,
but like he really, I feel like that's sometimes where I feel like you're under this, and you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, just from what I see on the show. I feel like sometimes my heart goes out to you because you feel like you're under this pressure cooker of being judged by everybody. And
Absolutely.
So it's kind of who do I be? What do I say? And I feel like sometimes with Roy, it's like you can just be yourself around Roy. And I feel like that's what I see.
And when you guys are in interviews together, I love it where when you guys are being interviewed and for the one time you don't have to take the first question and you just kind of let him take that. And just like you're so grateful to have someone on your side. And we've noticed that. And we love to watch that.
Well, it hasn't just been Roy. It's been my mom. It's
your
been
mom,
my stepdad. It's been my brother. It's been my girls. It's been my girls', you know, boyfriends or fiance. I mean, I have a very, very strong support system, which, I mean,
everybody needs that.
Everybody needs that. And I mean, I don't even know if you guys know. I mean, I almost died 2 years ago. It was 2 years in December. And I mean, I didn't work for 8 months. I mean, I literally was fighting for my life. And I mean, my girls were my night nurses so my husband could go back to work. And my mom and 95-year-old grandma were my day nurses. I mean, I couldn't do anything by myself. And so, you know, I have a different perspective on family, life. And, you know, I mean, I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. Not that I was a bad person, but we always can improve.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned your grandmother. How is Nana? How is she?
She's not.
No, she's in her last months of her life, but she's had a wonderful life.
Yeah, that's sad to hear, but it's glad that you guys can have a perspective about that. She's had a wonderful life.
Well, over the last 6 months, my mom and I have been given the strength to be able to process this. I call her my heavenly patient right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's okay. I'm not sad. Yeah. I'm happy. She's happy for the most part. And, you know, so we're ready whenever she's called home.
Yeah. 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 That's what we would call it when my grandmother would say, well, when they call me home to glory.
Exactly.
And so, you guys, thank you.
I will. Thank you. I will break. I'm an ex-Catholic, so I'll break out my old rosary for y'all. And say a prayer.
But we all believe in one God, so ex-Catholic, Baptist. I mean.
Now, is there, and we know time, is there anything we didn't get to ask or like anything, say your piece, anything else?
No, I mean, do you have anything to say?
You did Joy Pepper. You
said I don't wear red lipstick.
Yeah, you don't wear red lip. I'm sorry.
I don't have red nails either. They're pink.
They are pink. They're pink. Yeah.
But no. You know what? I do want to say something. So the accusations that, you know, my eye lift surgery, my nails, shopping, you know, that I took money from the kids.
Yeah.
I work two jobs, sometimes three, and I pay for my own stuff. I don't depend on anybody else to pay for my stuff. And like I said, when the truth comes out, I can lay all the cards on the table. You know, my insurance paid for my eye surgery. I mean, you know, you don't make money off of pig shows. I mean,
no.
I'm glad you said that, because that's something a lot of people want, you know, and my dad had his insurance, it will pay for it.
Yeah.
It was, but I think thank you, y'all.
Thank you
so much for being here. Thank you. You're so gracious. Y'all, it is so joyful looking at this cheetah background. And thanks so much for talking to us. And yes. I can't wait. Hopefully there'll be a season three.
If there's not a season three, because Michelle, I need to know what's in that text.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. I need to know what's in that text. You teased us.
To be continued for season three.
I'll tell you right now, you both are stars.
You are.
We can't wait to watch you. We can tell you, we love to watch you, just your relationship. And thank you so much for talking to you. Y'all, Michelle Valero and Joy Pepper from Pig Royalty. This has been great. Thank you so much,
thank you guys.
Thank you
so much for having us. Bye.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.